Good day, everyone. Welcome again to the Wings Radio program, where we hope you will be uplifted and encouraged by what you hear. We want to inspire you through Christ to fly in the power of God's Word through the challenging times in your lives. Be sure to visit the blog page for prophetic words, updates, and godly inspiration at www.wingsofprophecy.com. Now here is your host, Glenda Linkus.
Hello, believers, and welcome to a special edition of Wings Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Linkus, and today I'm going to share with you a word that the Lord just gave me in my morning prayer time called The Battle Begins, because I'm very excited about this word. And as soon as I felt Him tell me to pick up the pen, I really felt very strongly that this was an extremely important word, and it's a little bit longer than the words we've been getting, so I want to share it with you. Man your post, my great warriors, for the time has come to fight for what is rightfully yours. I have given you much in my word, but many of you do not yet understand how to receive my gifts. Number one, believe. You must believe me to receive what I have for you. Number two, pray. I desire constant communication with my children in all things. Number three, understand. You must seek and study for understanding of what you are praying for. Number four, you must fight to take what is yours, just as the Israelites did. Without faith, it is impossible to please me. I desire you would start there. Do you really believe I will do what you ask of me? Really believe? Do not pray once and walk away, but sit in my presence, talk to me, commune with me, praise me, worship me, spend time with me. I cannot be an afterthought to you. I am the Lord. Do you truly understand what you are asking me for and what may come with it into your life? Can you carry the load? When he said this, I was reminded of something that my mentor, Beverly Wilhoit, the mentor I had in Oklahoma, that was so powerful. She used to say, "Can you pack it?" And that meant, can you carry the load of what, you know, even a great anointing, if you're praying for a great anointing comes with a load that you have to carry. One of the things that it is very demanding on your time. People are very demanding of your time when you carry a great anointing. And a great anointing can make you very well known. And fame or being well known brings with it its own set of restrictions, requirements, and even dangers. So you have to really think. He wants us to really think and understand and ask for understanding about what we are asking Him for, because things may come with it that we don't realize. If you're asking Him for a lot of money, well, things come with that too. If you have a lot of money, usually people know that you have a lot of money, and then you become a target for thieves, okay, or crimes. And then you owe taxes, you know, and there are other things that you have to deal with if you have great wealth that you may not have to deal with right now when you don't. So he wants us to consider whether we can pack it, what we're asking him for. Do not be hasty, my child, to answer this, but ponder and meditate, for I am willing to give you much, but you must be able to bear it and all it entails. Ask me for understanding about your request of me. Ask me to show you. Are you ready to do battle, my child? For you stand on the threshold of the promised land, but all my children who are called there must fight the enemy to enter. Are you ready to do battle for me? Okay, let's just talk about a couple of things. He said four things: believe, pray, understand, fight. Okay? He wants us to pray about everything. Okay, and one of the things we need to remember in praying is remember what happened, the deception in Joshua chapter 9. Remember the Gibeonites who came and deceived Joshua? And he made a treaty with them, a peace treaty, thinking that they were just two travelers from a foreign land because they had dressed up like that and carried moldy bread. Remember that? And so they Joshua ended up making a treaty with the enemy for peace. He made a treaty with the enemy he was supposed to defeat. And any of us can be deceived. Don't think you can't be deceived. The devil's been around deceiving people far longer than we've been around learning how to not be deceived, okay? And he is, the Lord warns us in his word about the devil for a reason. Because he is an adversary who can do us harm. We are supposed to be wise as serpents, okay? And serpents are pretty wise. So give that some thought. Believe, pray, understand, and fight. Now, fight. I really want you to understand this. Fighting always begins, when you're fighting the enemy, your fight always begins with your own sin and your own house. Okay? Most of us have enough to do there that we don't even have to go any further. You must start with your own sin and your own house. You cannot go anywhere else and fight the enemy if he's living in your house, y'all. Come on. I've been there. Okay? I've been there. I've so been there. Joshua 7:12, therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies because there was an accursed thing among them. There was stuff in their house that was of the enemy. Okay, we can't have that in our house. The lives of Christians must be different. We are called to be the salt of the earth. The salt is different. It's not like everything around us. Okay, if we're not different, then we don't even belong to him, okay? If you act like the world, if you are friends with the world, then you are an enemy to God. And being friends with the world means you do everything the world's way. And you care about what people think of you. And you care about doing what everybody else is doing. You don't care about God. Anything that you set out to do, God should be your first thought. Is this pleasing to God? If it's not pleasing to God, it stops there. Okay? It stops there. If you are a servant of the Most High God, if you truly love him, you will obey him. In a life of obedience, a life of walking and staying as clean as you can from the things of the world. Lord God, help us to do that. Let me tell you, that is the most peaceful, most joyful life there is. It is a wonderful life because there are so many things you don't have to worry about if you stay clean from the world. All right? Does that mean it's easy? No. Of course it isn't easy. And the younger you are, the less easy that it is, but the greater the reward. The younger you start in staying free from the influence of the world, the greater your reward is, both on earth and in heaven. Can I just tell you that? And the more power that you will have. Because like the Lord told me, I think it was last year, there is no power without purity. There is no power without purity. If you want power in your walk, if you want to be able to lay hands on people and see God heal them, if you want to see him heal the blind, heal the lame, raise the dead through your hands, then you have got to be a pure vessel for his pure power to flow through. He showed me in a vision once that his mighty power cannot flow through a clogged up pipe. If sin is clogging up your life, you can forget about doing any miracles for God, okay? Because it's not going to happen, all right? It's just not going to happen. Now, he might do one once in a while for the person on the other end, but he is not going to allow you to flow in that because he can't flow through a nasty clogged up pipe. If you want more of God in your life, you need less of the devil. Okay? That's just the way it is. If you want more of God, you got to have less of the devil. And that means less sin, less doing things of the world, more focus on him. That may not be an easy pill to swallow, but it is the truth. Okay, now, God will fight for us when the giants in our lives are too big for us to fight, okay? The enemy has stolen something from you. There is no possible way that you can get it back on your own. It's a giant that you can't fight, okay? Then he's going to come in and fight that battle for you. But our sins are not too powerful for us to fight, okay? They are not too much for us to overcome. Satan will try to tell you, oh, you can't live without that. You can't do without that. That is a lie from the pit of hell. If it is a sin, you can do without it. And God can help you to do without it. And I'm back to studying spiritual warfare right now. God has just drawn me back to that. And now I know why. Now that he gave us this word, I can see. I mean, we always need to know about spiritual warfare. And so few people and y'all understand how to fight demons. That is just sad because Jesus fought them all the time. But I'm back to studying spiritual warfare. And I learned something very important. I've been asked many times, how can you tell if what's plaguing you is just your flesh or if it's something demonic? Well, here's the answer. If it is just your flesh, it will respond to prayer, to worship and spending time with God, and to Bible study. After a little while of doing that, those sins will just kind of melt away. And the reason is because as we peer into His Word, it's like you're looking in the mirror. We become like what we look at. Okay? When you spend time with Jesus, you become more like Jesus. When you spend time in His Word, it's like spending time with Him because He is the Word. You become more like Him. Okay? So that will help your flesh conform to His image. If after a period of months or however long of truly praying and seeking God and worshiping and spending time in the Word, if those sins persist, there's a demonic reason. There are demons there. If you cast the demons out and they don't leave, there's something else there that's giving them a doorway. Usually it's a curse or something like that. A curse, or you have an accursed object in your house. It can be either one of those. An accursed object in your house is an open doorway for the demons to come and go as they please. And they don't usually go. They usually come in. And they bring all their friends. A curse is an open doorway. And you have to seek those things out and slam those doors shut. Break those curses so those doorways are gone. Get rid of the cursed objects so that they have no doorway into your house. Who wants to leave an open door to all the burglars to come into your house anytime they want? Leave your door standing open tonight and see how many burglars find your house. Okay, if you have a curse in your life, that's what it is. It's an open doorway to the demons to come in and do whatever they want. And I've told y'all this before, I'm just telling you again. Because you cannot fight the enemy if he lives in your house. And your house is your body and your house, okay? He wants us to fight. He wants us to fight and take what's ours. He's telling us, you're on the threshold. You are standing in the open door, and the promised land is right there in the next step. But in order to take it, you got to fight the enemy. And remember, the Israelites, God allowed them to fight a few of the enemies at a time. Some of the enemies will be harder to defeat than others. That is to train you to fight, because soldiers don't learn warfare in an armchair with a remote control in their hand. They learn warfare on the battlefield. They learn warfare with discipline and with constant training, and they learn warfare by facing the enemy. You cannot learn to fight if you're not willing to face the enemy. And if you fear the enemy too much to fight him, you're not going any place. So you might as well go ahead and change your prayer, because you're not going any place. If you're afraid of the demons, you're not going to get anything done. You have no reason to fear the demons if you're a believer, because you have authority over the demons by virtue of your belief in Christ. But you have to not be afraid of them. And many people are afraid of them. They either don't believe in them or they're terrified of them. Oh, well, they'll retaliate. Well, you know what? They're going to retaliate whether you fight them or not. So if you're hearing this message, they're already going to retaliate against you anyway. So you might as well jump into the game. If you are a Christian, they're not going to leave you alone. All right? And the best thing you can do, your best defense, is to learn to fight them. That way they don't have power over you. If you can't fight them, how are you going to protect yourself? God gave us the weapons of warfare. He's not going to fight the battle for us because He gave us those weapons. The only battles He fights for us are the ones that are giant, giant armies coming at us that we cannot possibly defeat, that are for His purposes. Now, that's a different story. But the enemies in the promised land, no, those are ours to battle. Those are ours to defeat. Those are ours to go in and fight. And He is saying, now the battle begins. Man your post. And get ready, because if you want it, you got to take it, okay? If you want what's out there, if you want what He's promised you, you better man up and take it, because you're not getting it any other way. That's what He's telling us, y'all. Do you want it? Do you want to go get it? Okay, here's what He told us what to do. We got to believe Him, really believe that He'll give us what we ask for. We've got to pray and be in communion with Him, because you're not going anywhere in any battle and getting anything done if He's not right there with you. Remember when the Israelites went and they were defeated by Ai, which they should have been able to defeat quickly, and they kept going back and losing men? It was because they had the accursed thing, because God was not with them. When they got rid of the accursed thing, He was with them again, and they were easily able to defeat Ai. Okay? Believe, pray, seek for understanding about what you're asking Him for, because you don't want to get something that you prayed for years and years and then find out you can't handle it and the devil use it to destroy you. Okay, that's going to be an embarrassment to you and humiliation, and it will be an embarrassment to the body of Christ, and it will be a blemish on the name of our great God. Okay, we don't want that. Let's be sure that we know what we're asking for and what it entails, and that we really do want it, because many of the things that we ask God for when we're praying the big prayers, require changes in our lives that we don't realize that it will require. And he's saying, seek me for understanding what you're asking for, because you may not want it as bad as you think you want it. And you must be willing to fight. If you're not willing to fight, hang up your helmet right now. Hang up your armor and just say, Lord, I'm not willing to go take that. I'll just keep what I got. Okay? The choice is yours. The choice is yours. If you are willing to fight, you start right now, this minute, with the sin that you know is in your life. The sin in your mind, the sin in your house. You get your house in order. Because you're not going anywhere to fight the devil if you can't even overcome sin. And you can't even have authority of your own house. You start there. You're not going to be some great mighty warrior and go take the promised land and have this and that huge prayer answered if you can't even overcome what you've already been given. He who is faithful with a little is given much. If you're not doing what God told you to do with what you got, don't ask him for more, because you don't qualify to get it yet. Okay? You have to be faithful with what you already have. If you're asking him for more money, you better be being faithful with the money you've got. You better be doing what's right. You better be paying your taxes and paying your stuff like you're supposed to pay, paying your obligations. Because he says in his word that it's evil to borrow and not repay. And he says to obey the ordinances of man. Render unto Caesar what Caesar's, okay? I don't like paying taxes either, y'all. It's not any fun. Nobody likes paying taxes. But the good news about taxes is, if you have to pay taxes, that means you had money the year before. And some people didn't, so. And you have to tithe and offer. So you need to be tithing and offering, be faithful to support God's kingdom work with what you have if you're asking for more. Okay, if you're asking him for fame or to be well known, Lord, give me a big platform, you know, put me in front of millions of people so I can preach your word. Okay, that's fine if you want that. But if you want that, you have to be a representative that can be promoted to that level. You have to be a good example. You have to be living holy. Your house has to be in order. He can't put you up in front of millions of people if you're a mess. He's not going to bless a mess, okay? He's not going to bless your mess, and he never blesses disobedience. One of the reasons we're supposed to pray about everything is you cannot get into association with the wicked. Even, I don't care how good the opportunity looks. I don't care how lucrative it is. If it's with someone who is not Christian and sold out to God, you are setting yourself up for destruction. Because if you get into association or a business partnership with someone who is wicked, someone who is doing evil, someone who is not serving God, here's what happens. God cannot bless disobedience. You join yourself to that person in business, God can't bless it. He can't bless it because there's wickedness in it. Okay, do you see that? He cannot bless that. You get into association with someone's Christian, even if it's not, it doesn't look like it will be as lucrative of a partnership, God can bless that and it will be far better because his blessing will be on that. Okay? And as far as tithing, that is a spiritual law. Maybe in the Old Testament is a spiritual law. I've tried it both ways, y'all, and I tried it well enough, I mean, where you could clearly see the difference. Tithing is a spiritual law. 90% of your money with God's blessing on it will go far further than 100% that is cursed. Okay? And as far as tithing on after tax or before tax, tithe on the parts you want blessed. That's the rule of that. The first thing I teach anybody that I mentor that just gets saved is the rule of tithing. And the reason I teach them that is because they are going to expect, once they turn their life over to God, they're going to expect to see blessings. And if they don't tithe, they're not going to see them. My mother tithed when she had almost nothing. And I watched God meet her needs for years, for decades. And she was a little widow woman. So that right there showed me a whole lot, and she always taught me about that. Even when I wasn't saved, she would talk about tithing and living for God and stuff like that. It's your choice, but if you want to be blessed, you got to do it his way. He's not going to bless your way. He's going to bless his way. So that's the way it is. It's not, you don't get your way. It's not Burger King. It's his way or the highway. And the highway in this case is not the blessed way. So if you want God's blessing, you got to do stuff his way, by his rules, okay? He loves you. He's going to love you either way. If you don't ever do a thing right in your entire life, he's still going to love you. But if you want his blessing and if you want his anointing, you got to follow the rules, okay? So anyway, I'm real excited about this new word. I'll try to get it posted on wingsofprophecy.com as quickly as possible. But y'all just remember what he said. The battle begins. And now I want to play for you a new original song by my friend Nicole Guillory called In the Midst of the Storm. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a really blessed week this week. Bye for now.
Thank you so much for tuning in to hear Glenda Linkous on Wings Radio. We hope that you've been encouraged and inspired in your daily walk with Christ. You can find more of Glenda's talks on her YouTube channel, Texas Author and the Number One. You can contact Glenda by email at wingsofprophecy@gmail.com or by mail at Glenda Linkous, P.O. Box 127, Princeton, Texas, 75407. Wings Radio is a non-denominational program and is not affiliated with any other church or nonprofit organization.
Have you ever gone through a time in your life where suddenly it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are a time of great uncertainty and change. There are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many experiences, the Lord spoke to me to write the Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led to the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. It's by Glenda Lomax, and it's available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com. Amazon.com, The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax.
Followers of Jesus sense something big is about to happen. How we all would like a tangible sign happening now, which directly connects the timing to His return. There is, revealed in a 2,500-year-old prophecy to America and explained in my new book, America, Isaiah is Warning, God's Judgment is Coming, is that connection. Available where books are ordered and at americasjudgment.com. America, Isaiah is Warning. Are you one of many single Christians believing for a godly mate? God is able, so why hasn't He sent them to you? Unknowingly, you may be working against God. He brought Glenda the perfect mate after 16 long, lonely years of believing. In the ebook, Keys to Believing for a Godly Mate, Glenda shares the keys God gave her. Keys to Believing for a Godly Mate by Jerry and Glenda Linkos, only $2.99 at Amazon or wingsofprophecy.com. Haven't you waited long enough? Get Keys to Believing for a Godly Mate. Amazon or wingsofprophecy.com.